This is Charles Humphrey, Mark Shimmick, Ryan Kavanaugh, James Schlender, and Sam Wharton, otherwise known as Songs from the Road Band, here with me all the way from North Carolina. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, good to have you. So this band will be playing at Soper's Park tomorrow afternoon, followed by a show at Steve's Guitars tomorrow evening, starting at 8:30. So make it sure, if you don't make both, at least make one. And so we're going to have them here. They got a brand new album that's actually not out yet, but should be within the week or so, called Road to Nowhere. I got a copy with me right here, so we're going to listen to a track or two off of that at some point. But first, guys, welcome to B-Sides.
Thanks, sir.
Do you want to start off with some music?
Man, we'd love to.
All right.
This one's on the new album. It's called Round Like Vinyl. One, two, three. She called a t-shirt vintage, even though she bought it new. Or she was an old soul in her work, cause I was too. They couldn't count the hours that let those records spin. Oh, I still got the albums, she's gone like the wind. Time and time again. Well, turn to the needle, open up there, get lost in the room. And just you, found somebody new. My friend says final. I keep hoping she'll come back. Retro, taking in the purple rain. Well, I can't help but think of her every time I hit play. When I need to get away, well, I'll turn to the needle, open up a beer, lost in the groove of yesteryear. Found somebody new, my friend says final.
Sounds from the Road Band here at KDNK live all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. Fellows, welcome to Carbondale. All right, so this group, if you've never heard of them, is I would consider somewhat of a bluegrass supergroup, if you will. Charles,
yes,
the bass player. So you're formerly of the Steep Canyon Rangers, is that right?
That's correct.
Yes, and so it sounds like you were kind of the driving force behind the formation of this band.
Sam and Mark and myself have been doing this as a side project since 2004, and the stars just kind of aligned where we were able to make it a full-time project this year, and have just been blessed and grateful to have James Slender and Ryan Cavanaugh on board. They're some of the best at what they do, and it's pretty unbelievable. We're very excited.
Nice, yeah. And Mark, so you've got a pretty impressive history as well as far as people you've played with. You've been with Vassar Clements, Tony Rice, Larry Keel. What brought you into this group here? How'd you meet up with these guys?
Just like Charles said, it's just the stars aligning, you know. While I was playing with Larry, I went to Fiddler's Conventions and accidentally ran into him when Steep Canyon Rangers were just starting at a place called Seagrove outside of Asheboro, North Carolina, and Chapel Hill. And just saw them playing music, you know. It's always good to run into people your age.
Yeah.
And over the years, I finally made my way over to Asheville, North Carolina. And we had a Tuesday night gig every week at a pizzeria.
That's
awesome. Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun. And,
and this is what came of it.
We got told to leave at the end of it, but boy, we had some fun in those years. It was like Tuesday night bowling league. That's what it felt like.
Those can be the best shows, though. You know, your bowling and your pizza shows.
One of the funniest things that ever happened was Mike Gordon from Fish came over to one of the shows and kind of hanging out and picking with him all night.
That's awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
So Ryan Cavanaugh on banjo from the Bill Evans Soulgrass Project. Bill Evans not normally associated with bluegrass. What's it like kind of tailoring your traditional bluegrass instrument to a more jazz soul feel?
Well, I started out playing bluegrass in North Carolina in 1990. And around 2005, after playing all that time, I got hired by Bill Evans after being recommended by Bela Fleck and John McLaughlin.
Wow.
And the band was called the Soulgrass Band. So Bill Evans was standing on the shoulders of a giant Miles Davis and was trying to think of how Miles Davis would direct a banjo if a banjo was in his band, you know, trying not to play barnyard music. So it's just giving me some logic and more feeling as far as the application of music theory goes on the banjo. The banjo is a very stiff mechanical instrument, and to play with feeling through it is very difficult, but that's what I learned in that band, and that's what I'm bringing to these guys.
Yeah, so you're right when normally, I mean, banjo usually associated with either bluegrass or Americana or the
Dixieland jazz.
Yeah, exactly. But playing with Bill and learning more of a jazz sort of thing, how does that affect it when you bring it back to the traditional tunes on, you know, with bluegrass and with the songs from the road?
It makes the traditional tunes a lot easier and more fun to play. I can only use half of my jazz vocabulary on a lot of this stuff because a lot of that's really obscure music theory application.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like I don't have to try as hard in bluegrass to get the same point across.
Nice.
Yeah.
James on the fiddle, two-time national fiddle champ right here. So congratulations on that. Speaking of working with your non-traditional bluegrass artists, it says you were with Bobby McFerrin, Chick Corea, George Benson.
Yeah, I got the cool opportunity in college. I went to University of Miami in Florida and was in the orchestras for some cool PBS specials that had those guys in, and that was awesome. But yeah, I went to college on a classical scholarship, but I was mainly doing jazz there. And then I've done a lot of fiddle contests when I was a kid, kind of gotten back into the bluegrass later on. I don't know.
So do you agree with Ryan coming back to bluegrass from a jazz background makes it a little more, I don't know, easier?
Yeah, it opens up things, more ideas, I guess. Yeah.
All right. And then Sam, our only true Coloradan native, huh? Are you from Telluride?
Not exactly. I lived in Telluride for a couple of years, but I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. So what brought you out to Telluride, and then how did you end up getting back to Asheville to hook up with these guys?
I landed in Telluride. I went up there for the Bluegrass Festival in 99 and moved there like 2 weeks later because I thought it was amazing.
That's kind of the story and of half of Colorado right there.
I lived in Telluride for about a little over 2 years, and then moved to Asheville to try and find a little bit of a warmer climate, but mostly for the up-and-coming music scene out there.
Great music town.
Yeah.
Just talking about one of our Carbondale locals, Jackson Emmer, also an Asheville guy for the last 5 years. Just released an album. We'll have him on the show too soon, but for right now, why don't we play... Do you guys want to do another tune?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What do we got?
This is the title track of our upcoming record called Road to Nowhere. Well, the world today is nothing but a big distraction, and the things I do are more like a reaction to it all. Maybe there's another way. Years to roam and some scenery. We'll find ourselves and the dreams that grow there on the road to nowhere. Here to lost souls, trying to make a connection. Thank you.
right. That was The Road to Nowhere, title track off of the brand new album from Songs from the Road Band. We're here with me in the studio today, only on KDNK. All right, and as you guys tune up, let's talk about... So you guys have been on tour since early May, and will be until like late July or so.
That's correct. We're on about a 20-25 day run right now, and then we're pretty much touring all year long, but we've worked our way from North Carolina to Washington State, and now we're headed back. Been seeing a lot of the country. It's still there. It's still beautiful.
There's some things won't change, hopefully. Well, that's awesome. And I mean, just looking at your instruments, I mean, we got the guitar, the mandolin, the fiddle, the banjo, the double bass. It's pretty much the classic bluegrass lineup, but yet you guys are still able to somehow, you know, bend that genre in unique ways. And I'm sure you've noticed Colorado and, you know, North Carolina and everywhere in between has their own robust bluegrass scenes. What do you guys do as a band to set yourself apart from all the other bands that play bluegrass?
Well, having four albums of material to draw on is unique for a band that's just starting out to have such a deep catalog. And then I think a little bit what we discussed earlier, just the backgrounds that each of these individual musicians come from, open up a lot of doors that other bands may not be able to walk through.
I think the unique mix of personnel makes it just a dish that's tasty on its own.
Yeah, I mean, cutting your teeth with Doc Watson and Doug Dillard, you know, John McCune is a lot different than picking around a campfire in your youth, I suppose. So, yeah, you guys definitely bring it from a new level and take it to new heights, and it's really interesting to see. You know, we see a lot of bluegrass around here, some better than others, but I definitely think you guys are one of the more unique mixes of vocal talent, and just the way that you guys play your instruments is, it's obviously bluegrass, but it's definitely coming from a different place, and I dig it. How about another tune? Are we ready for one here?
Yeah, here's one of Ron Cavanaugh's original compositions.
Sweet. Thank you. Wow. Ryan, that was one of the craziest banjo solos I've ever heard.
Thank you. I was trying to make it extra crazy.
I think I felt like you played just for me. I'm sweating. All right. Well, hey, that was awesome, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Well, I got a question for each one of you. Okay. You can go around. Start with Charles. Who would you say is your biggest bluegrass influence, and then who would you say is your biggest non-bluegrass influence?
Biggest bluegrass influence, I'm just going to go off the top of my head and say John Hartford. Biggest non-bluegrass, probably Grateful Dead.
Nice. All right, Sam?
This is probably the hardest question I've ever been asked.
I ask the hard-hitting questions here on B-Sides.
Biggest bluegrass influence is probably Newgrass Revival.
Nice.
Non-bluegrass, gosh, I'd say, right now it's probably the Mahavishnu Orchestra, John McLaughlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark?
Biggest bluegrass-related influence is Doc Watson, and biggest non-bluegrass influence, I don't know, take your pick, Band of Gypsies,
Sporting the Hendrix t-shirt, yes, for those of you at home.
Hendrix t-shirt. I'll just leave it at that.
I would say for me, it's the fiddle player Stuart Duncan for bluegrass. And then I guess for non-bluegrass, we'll just say Aerosmith.
Nice. any particular Aerosmith? 90s Aerosmith? 70s Aerosmith?
That's why we love that guy.
James, you're not done. I need to know which Aerosmith.
Just all of it.
Just the whole catalog?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll accept that.
It's quite
that.
Fine if dude looks like a lady.
Yeah. I'm talking like, don't want to miss a thing.
What do you have?
All right, Ryan.
What kind of tunes?
My number one bluegrass influence is a guy from North Carolina named Rex McGee.
Yes.
And he's phenomenal. Phenomenal bluegrass.
Never heard of him, but I'll have to check that out. Rex McGee.
Rex McGee, banjo and fiddle.
Yeah, right there.
And guitar and everything. Probably piano by now. And my favorite non-bluegrass influence is Mahavishnu John McLaughlin. Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Two Mahavishnu call-outs here. Good. All right. Well, did you want to change yours?
Can I say James Brown?
You can.
James might want to change to Bobby McFerrin.
I don't know. We'll just leave it at
we'll
that.
We'll stick with Aerosmith for now.
Aerosmith rules.
John kicks their ass.
All right. Well, I got this new album here that is not available as of yet to the public, but I definitely want to hear a track off of it. But do you guys want to do one more live one before we... call it a morning or play some tracks off? How do you want? You know, we got another half hour to kill here, but I'm sure you guys got things to do. I could sit here all day and listen to your guys' music. So.
Yeah. Sure,
really?
Okay, but Catholic.
Sing one.
Pick one. I
want
to leave.
Oh, yeah. Want to sing an old classic?
Yeah.
All right. Songs from the Road Band live here at KDNK.
This will be the title track of our most recent to date album. And forgive us if it takes a minute. We've never had an encore before, so we'll just.
Well, I'm sorry. Those of you who didn't hear that, Ryan just said the ladies love this song.
I love this one too.
Me too.
Does that make me a lady?
Yeah.
Cool.
LL Sam Moore.
In the attic. Alright.
How about dudes who look like this?
One, two, three.
secondhand van and a color TV. Captain chairs and a rack for our clothes. Well, it was what it was, burned a little oil and ran real high. Got us where we wanted to go. Headed out west with a fold-out map and some fishing poles. A jug of Cardinal Rossi and a soul. Well, we had no plans, just a bluegrass band with a couple of gigs. A few guitars and pockets full of holes. Put our dreams on the road. We didn't know it'd go so long. String up a box, turn it to a song. Get up high and let everybody know it's a traveling show. We fished in the Russian, the San Juan, and the frying pan. Living out on the rivers and the roads. Had to call home from a Texas jail and they wired the bill. Headed north as fast as we could go. It was like a dream out on the road. Coming up short and driving long. String up a box, turn to a song. Get up high and let everybody know it's a traveling show. On the French Broad River and the woman I love. It's always good to get back home. I still dream about the road. I can't stay away too long. String up a box, turn to a song. Get up high and let everyone know. Put our dreams on the road. We didn't know it'd go so long. Swing up the box, turn to a song. Get up high and let everybody know it's a traveling show.
All right, songs from the road band here in KDNK Studios. If you like what you're hearing, definitely come out to Sopris Park tomorrow afternoon. Check them out. And then again tomorrow evening at Steve's Guitars starting at 8:30. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Love the station.
Yeah, no, definitely stick around, hang out, make yourselves at home.
Still got the socks and underwear kicking around. We're on day 20.
We got some fresh underwear for you in the office over there. We'll make sure you get a pair.
We got some toys in the attic now, right?
Yeah, exactly. James is out in the stacks digging up all of our Aerosmith right now. So for the next half hour, we're going to hear nothing but Steven Tyler.